Every Sunday night at 11 o'clock, you can hear music, humor, and talk. Dave makes you laugh, and he makes the time fly. 60 minutes of Dave's gone by. Dave's gone by, 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 Dave's gone by. Since 2002, Dave Lefkowitz has hosted the coolest, nuttiest talk show on local radio, with sketches, commentary, and celebrity guests. Sunday nights at 11 on this station. 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. Yeah! Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! I shoot flamingos in a fruit fight! Every color of day, twirling around at night.
Well, there goes the Daverhood. Welcome, everyone, everywhere, to the 235th episode of Dave's Gone By. It's called Talking Points because we're going to be talking and talking and talking. This is going to be almost sort of an old-fashioned Dave's Gone By. We don't have a guest. Well, I shouldn't say, I have a guest co-host, but we don't have a guest per se. I've been lining up week after week, and it's become a fairly typical routine where, you know, I'll find all these actors or people who've written interesting books, and I like that. But every once in a while, I like to go back and just do what we were doing way back in the beginning, which is different kinds of segments of the show that's more about just this homegrown stuff. And I'm not doing it alone. I do have with me in the studio my delightful and delicious guest co-host, Jeffrey Goodman. I don't know what that's what Sid Mark used to say about Sinatra music. Another delightful and delicious 2 hours of Frank Sinatra. So here, ladies and gentlemen, is the delightful, delicious, and delectable Jeff Goodman. Hello, Jeff.
Yummy.
Well put. Well, are you all ready for a bunch of talking points tonight?
Absolutely.
Let me tell the folks what we're going to be doing. First of all,
why don't you do that, Dave?
We'll have that. I did do up a little News Gone By segment. It's a short one. News Gone By is kind of our version, my version of what they do on. Oh my gosh, the Jon Stewart Show. What the hell is that called?
The Daily Show.
Thank you. And we.
And
can
I don't
update.
Even have cable.
Yeah. So, and see, you know this, and I know this. So. But my brain is so... I worked so hard this week. I've been so crazy and running around and doing things, and I'm not much sleep. So I'm so glad I have you here tonight, Jeff, because the talking points will be completely out of my head for most of the evening. So you'll have to keep me grounded and centered and stuff. But we are going to do a News Gone By, and we're going to do Inside Broadway, as we do every week, and not even going to review anything this week. We just have so much Broadway and off-Broadway news to mention. And we're going to do a weird kind of special World Weird Web. We haven't done this in so long. This is where we look at sites on the Internet that are either funny or useful or goofy or any combination of the above. And tonight, if we have a time for it, and I hope we will, dueling YouTubes. This is going to be cool. This is going to be interesting.
I love YouTube.
Jeff brought his laptop. I've got a little computer in the studio here, and we're going to be dueling YouTubes and giving you all the folks. So if you're home at your computers, giving you things to look at and go, because you know how YouTube is. It's like Google. You search one thing, then you click on something else or something from that same user, and you go into this wormhole, and you come out 45 minutes later boggle-eyed and wondering how you got from lions attacking buffalo to a Tom Waits video. Well, that's how we're going to do it tonight. That's exactly the kind of thing we're going to do on Dave's Gone By tonight.
It's going to be Stream of Consciousness YouTube.
Stream of Tube. I don't even know what that is. But you're right, exactly. And you know the other weird thing we're going to do besides... Well, there's nothing weird about thanking our sponsors.
I was going to say, we're going to have commercials?
We are going to have commercials and thank our sponsors pretty quick. We're going to open the phone lines for the first part of the show. We never get a chance to do this on Dave's Gone By.
I love when people call in.
Yeah, so, we want to talk to you, and Jeff and I will be talking to each other about some of the things that are going on in the news for the first 10 to 15 minutes of the show. So let me give out the phone number now. And you can call it for the first part of this program. 631-888-8811 is the phone number.
Why, Dave, was that 631-888-8811?
631-888-8811. It's 5 8s in a row and then two ones.
But don't forget the 631 and before. The area code is very important.
It sure is. Otherwise, God knows, you'll reach Marrakesh or something. I don't know.
No, probably just Merrick.
Probably. So let Jeff and me also remind you who
wouldn't
the
that be
fine
Jeff and I?
Sponsors. Jeff, let us. You let me. No, I think it is let Jeff and me.
Okay.
Sorry, my old grammar stuff kicks in. That's my Kelsey grammar stuff too. So I have to do it.
And I'm terrible. I can hardly spell. So.
Well. You don't have to spell mortgagesrock.com because people know how to spell mortgagesrock.com.
You have to spell it to get it on the web. You have to be able to spell it before you enter it to find out that you can save all this money on mortgages for you and your family.
That's right. And you can learn how to give other people financing. You do the paperwork.
Well, you don't give it to them. You get it for them, and then you get a commission kind of thing back.
Right. So it's mortgages, it's college loans, it's people want to maybe redo their houses or get a second home, whatever
it is. If you need money, mortgagesrock.com.
Exactly. And now here's one that maybe people may not know how to spell so well. Fancy schmancy balloons.
No one knows how to spell it, and no one knows how to call it either.
Well, there is a C in it. It's fancy, S-C-H.
M-A-N.
I see, there's two C's, now that I think
that's
about
right.
It. And you're sitting on your two C. I can see that. No, I don't know what that means. Fancy schmancy balloons, 516-797-3229. People should call it. Why?
Got me. So, because they want to make sure the two C's in it.
That's right.
There's the Dead Sea.
That's right. Well, you can do a scroll. You can do a balloon scroll if you need to.
Well, if you need your party decorated, right. You would call 516-797-3229. Or if you just want to have a party and I'll run it for you, it's 516-797-3229.
That's the thing. Jeff takes care of, like, the centerpieces and the balloons, but obviously there are other things that a party needs, like a DJ and flowers or whatever else. He can help arrange those things
as
well.
Yes, we have run big events in the past, and we probably will in the future, if someone would call.
516-797-3229. Also, our other sponsor, Hewlett Minuteman Press, the copy kings of Broadway.
You know why I love them so much?
Why do you love them so much?
Because they were across from Lowman's, and next to the new Lowman's shoe store.
Well, why else do we love Hewlett Minuteman Press?
The new color copier.
Yeah, that's right. It's real good, ain't it? I've sat beside it and just watched it glow.
It hums. It just goes, those copies come out so fast.
That thumping was too loud. It's louder than the copier itself. Do a quieter thump. That's it. That's the thumping of their color copier at Hewlett Minuteman Press, 1315 Broadway.
So you can get a ton of color copies and not get a headache.
And what happens if you tell them that you listen to Dave's Gone By?
You can save a whopping 10%.
You sure can.
Normally, I give
just
you
just been
more.
Goofing on that, but it's been very good today, and I appreciate it. That's right. 10%
oh,
off.
Oh, beware. The YouTubes are going to be bad.
That's fine. That's right. I will see some bad YouTubes. Ooh, we seem to have a caller. Let's go to the phones.
Well, aren't you going to talk about our fourth and final sponsor?
Yes.
This the Bible of Broadway.
It's... I modesty forbids. Why don't you? Because I'm involved in the magazine.
Performing Arts Insider now. Pick up the phone.
Hello, Performing Arts Insider magazine, which is one of the sponsors of Dave's Gone By, which you are listening to. Because
welcomes
you're
calling you to Dave's Gone By
right now. Who is on the line? You're on the air.
You'll never guess.
Oh,
who is this?
You have to fix the internet because the website is down. I can't listen to you on the internet.
Oh, that's not good.
We can't fix the internet. Only Al Gore can fix the internet.
You must fix the computer at WGBB Central.
Uh-oh.
I can't get it on the radio because I need the digital one, and I can't find it.
Well, you know, the main computer at WGBB is in Beijing. Could be a little problematic to get to.
Maybe Jeff has a lot of those frequent flyer miles. He could fly over there.
Yes, I do.
Do the Beijing prices right and fly back.
To the Beijing places.
That's right. It doesn't count that you've been on the American one, so you can still go
right.
on the Chinese
I would like to bid 672 yuan.
But you may get the prizes quicker than you did from
But the problem is you'll be wanting them again soon.
I flipped on this other computer. Well, thank you. And this is, by the way, could you identify yourself?
Your lovely wife, Joyce?
This is my lovely wife, Joyce.
Why don't you talk and let me make sure that it works, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm trying to...
By the way, Dave, I found my first weird item of the day.
What is your first weird item of the day?
I just don't even understand it. A German woman dives down the subway stairs. This is from the BBC, of all people.
Yeah.
It says a German woman in Dusseldorf blocked the entrance to an underground station when she mistook it for a subterranean car park, police said on Wednesday. And that's the end of the story.
It's like a German short story. It loses something in the translation. It's like a Peter Handke story.
I'm an idiot.
Well, there's a commercial and then you continue?
No, because...
What?
She didn't dive down it. She drove down it. She drives down.
Oh.
It's still not working.
So I guess what happened is she drove her car and just blocked the whole subway station. She went down into the car park, into the subway station, like the entrance with a car, and she must have, like, got stuck somewhere. So that was that.
Jeff, could you ask David to please fix it again? It's not working.
Dave is fixing it again.
Okay.
Try it now. It might be, actually.
Hold on, I'll be back.
Calling in, by the way.
Would you like another weird news item as long as we're...
Yeah, let's go with some weird news. This is not dueling YouTubes yet. That's later.
Oh, yeah, that's much later. Well, on May 29th, Ynet announced that a Negev resident... This is a tribute to Charlie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Our friend, explain that, please.
That Charlie has been... Oh, by the way, will the people who are inhabiting Charlie's apartment
please leave? He's coming back. He should be back home by now.
We thought he'd be home today. He wasn't this afternoon, so I guess you have one more night to stay there.
He's probably flying into O'Hare. He's going to be stuck there for 3 days.
Why? What happened to O'Hare?
No. O'Hare is always just...
Oh, okay.
A problematic.
So something happened.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
No, everything's fine.
In Israel, southern Israel, the desert, the Negev, a resident woke up early Monday morning to find a leopard in his bedroom. The wild animal had been chasing Arthur Damish's beloved cat around the house when the two animals entered his bedroom. Damish did not hesitate and knew exactly what he had to do. Isn't that odd? He caught this animal with his bare hands. But, let's see. Midrash Ben-Gurion resident instinctively jumped off out of his bed and caught the wild creature with his bare hands. In the past 2 weeks, the residency area noticed the cats...
Are you sure that wasn't a masturbation reference? I don't know.
No. It's just in the past 2 weeks, residents in the area noticed that the cats were slowly disappearing and occasionally spotted the leopard sneaking in between houses. This time, however, the leopard decided to play the Damrish's household a visit. Isn't that weird? This leopard came into someone's house and then he just caught it with his bare hand.
I think it's a Hamas operative. That's what I think.
And there's a picture of the leopard.
Is it cute? Well, no, it looks like a leopard.
It's pretty.
Okay. By the way, if you want to contribute to this conversation, 631-888-8811. 631-888-8811. We can talk about the miners. We can talk about the real estate, stock market mess.
Miners is very, very depressing.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, it's a little angering also.
Well, they'd be dead, I think.
Oh, sure. Well, they're throwing live miners after dead ones now. It's kind of like this black hole. Well, literally, I guess. So 631-888-8811. We got 5 more minutes to talk before we got to do some other segments.
Here's another piece of news for
you.
A toddler was given a gun permit, it seems. And you'll
just... Oh, there's always a story about it. Every couple of weeks a toddler gets a gun.
But you'll love the name of the toddler.
Yeah.
Papa Ludwig can't walk or talk or open the refrigerator door.
Yeah, this is old. We did this on this show like 2 months ago.
We did, Papa?
Bubba Ludwig. How would I forget a name like Bubba Ludwig?
I don't know.
It's like Clinton Beethoven. You know?
Would you like to hear about... Oh, you're right. That was May 19th.
Yeah.
Oh, what is... I'm on old news.
Oh, Jeff.
How about the man who slept through the gunshot to the head. Is that a good one to talk about?
And he never woke up. He's still sleeping now. It's kind of an interesting thing.
No, but he does have Alzheimer's. It's weird. It's true, though.
I have some good news and some bad news. You were shot in the head, and you have Alzheimer's. Oh, thank God. I thought I was shot in the head.
Well, this guy is Mike Bubba Luster. Michael Luster. he says is apparently a sound sleeper.
Well, yeah.
A small caliber bullet struck the 37-year-old Alzheimer man in the head as he slept Sunday morning. I don't know if
Also, what?
Is Alzheimer a place, or is it... I don't know what an Alzheimer man...
Alzheimer man! You'll never forget him, though he will forget you!
What?
I don't know.
But he didn't realize... He was struck on Sunday morning, but he didn't realize it until he awoke nearly 4 hours later and noticed blood coming from his head.
Oh, God.
Let's see what else...
Alzheimer man!
Let's see what else this story has. This website is not loading well.
Oh, by the way, Alzheimer man just called. He wants us to talk about our sponsors.
Okay, it says, the bullet that struck him was one of five that someone sprayed across his mobile home. Oh, that was his problem. He's living in one of those mobile homes.
Which is being picked up and carried across Texas at the moment.
At about 4:20 Sunday morning, The one that struck Lusher apparently lost velocity as it traveled through two walls. We're just glad he didn't suffer any life-threatening injuries.
If he'd been shot in the leg, he would have been in real trouble.
Yeah.
Thank God it only hit him in the head.
Yeah, right.
Thank God it only killed some brain
matter. Luckily, there was no vital organs up there.
Come on, you folks. You have a couple of minutes to join the fun. 631-888-8811. 631-888-8811. 8811. We'll come to
your trailer park and shoot you in the head.
No, if you have a trailer park right now in Jamaica, it'll come to us. It'll just fly over us.
Oh, the island. I'm thinking Jamaica Queen.
Jamaica, like Oman. I don't know what's going on over there. I kind of wish we had a TV here so I could see what.
What would you like the hurricane is? I can look that up.
Well, I'm assuming it's hitting directly as...
No, actually, it's veered. It's slightly south of there, so they're not going to get the buzzsaw effect, as they kept saying on television.
Ooh, like Brooklyn had a couple of weeks ago. you were out of town, I think. A tornado hit Brooklyn.
Oh, yes.
That was pretty neat.
And Staten Island. It was the same tornado.
Really? Yeah.
You know, they touched down and they lift up and... Wow, two boroughs in one day.
It wasn't like two tornadoes that were friends and, let's go hit two different parts of the state. No, it was
apparently, if it's part of the same weather system, it's always the same tornado.
Ah, I did not realize that. Oh, Alzheimer man called. He wants to hear about this little baby who got a gun.
Who, Bubba?
Bubba Ludwig.
Oh my God.
Any other stories? Because we actually have to get moving. It's already 11:16. I can't believe how fast this goes when we do this.
The Florida Lottery says the ticket may be a misprint.
Ooh.
The Florida Lottery is refusing to pay $500,000 prize until it can inspect the $20 scratch-off ticket. Now, isn't that, first of all, the fact that someone would buy a $20 scratch-off ticket is amazing to me.
Well, I guess maybe the odds of winning are that much better than if you buy a $2 or $5.
No, it's the same odds. It's just you win a higher amount.
Oh, $20, that's a big... But then again, hell, I was in Las Vegas and people would put $100 on a thing.
Dave, when I was in Las Vegas, speaking of high bets,
yeah,
this one guy, really nice guy, and he was working there. He was like working some transient job, making tons and tons of money.
Yeah.
And he was betting like cash. You can put cash on the table and bet it. And he'd come and he'd bet like $300, and I'm like...
On one hand of blackjack.
And I'm like dying. And then when he'd fall behind, he'd like bet another like 500 and get ahead, and then he'd bet like fives and 25.
But he ended up coming out all right, you said.
Yeah, the guy, I'm telling you, he bet $1,000 on a hand of blackjack. cash came out of his pocket, and he lost. And then he comes out, and it was $1,500, at which point I had to say, I cannot play next to this guy. He's making me tune up because I like him.
If I were betting that kind of money, if I had that kind of money, I couldn't bet $1,000. I would bet $1,000 or $998 and leave $2 aside to buy new underpants with every hand.
Yes,
there's just no way I could manage sitting there and like,
I know.
But this is what you have to do to win. I mean, I had that guy, this old friend of mine, who was actually a friend. He directed me in a couple of shows on Long Island. He ran a Long Island theater company, a guy named Frank Scoblet, who was our guest here a couple of months ago. And he went from being a school teacher on Long Island and the founder of a theater troupe out here to being a real major gambling expert. And he makes serious, serious money gambling all over the country. And this is where blackjack and craps. And he will tell you. He will let things ride on a hand where if he loses that night, he goes home and sucks his thumb. But then a week later, he'll make it back.
Yeah, you just have to get over that stuff. It's, like, really weird. But I sit there and I go, whoever, $100 on a hand I'd never bet. But no. $1,500? I mean, my God. That's like, you know, you can call mortgagesrock.com and won't make that much money.
No, I was playing video blackjack and in Vegas. That's why I like the little machine. I don't want to deal with people. And I would put, like, whatever it was, a dollar per hand. And if I got something, I doubled down and I got really excited. I doubled down.
You were using dollar video poker machine? Dollar video poker?
Not poker.
Like quarter.
Blackjack.
They're like a quarter.
No, I think there were like a
quarter. Really?
Yeah, and I won twice. I was very happy.
Wow, good for you.
I came out like $10 richer each time. I was so proud.
Oh, and I also have to tell you that not only... Remember I told you what a great time I had at that Sam's Club over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Sam's Town, not Sam's Club. Club is the Walmart
You didn't have a fun there, yeah.
No. I don't even like shopping, but Sam's Town is fun, gambling.
Yeah.
But Sam's Town, I got this thing in the mail that said, yeah, I was invited to this slot machine tournament. I'm going, boy, I don't even play the slots. I wonder why they're writing this. It's Italiano Fest.
Well, there you go.
But
who owns those slot machines, I wonder, yeah. You have to collect from knuckles. Right.
But anyway, so they invited me to this thing, and I'm looking, and it says, call for more information. It says, you know, it's three days, and then there's an entrance fee, and they have a welcome party, and there's all these cash prizes at the end.
Yeah.
And I call them up, and I said, I don't see any prizes here. How much does this cost me? She goes, oh, it's free. They give me three free nights in Vegas.
Holy
And free
as Phil Rizzuto. No, yeah, as Phil Rizzuto. Yeah, said, yeah. Holy cow! When are you going?
From October 1st to October 4th.
Wow! So anybody who wants to burgle Jeff's apartment,
yes.
Yes. We do this every week when someone's going away. We tell that same joke, and I never get tired of it.
It's always good, but you know, it's okay because I could use my house cleaned out a little bit.
Well, there you go. Okay, we have to do some house cleaning now. This amazing.
Who do we get to talk to
away.
Now? Huh? What are we talking about now?
Oh, wait. We have one more call. Maybe the
it's probably just Joyce.
Let's see. Never just Joyce. Not my beautiful wife is never only Joyce.
You're
on
the
air.
Phone.
You're on the air, WGBB. Sorry. You're on the air. Hello?
And it's not Joyce.
Oh. Okay. Bye.
Hello? Oh, did she hang up?
Yeah. Oh, well.
And she sounded so tired.
She was wondering why we didn't play more reggae. No. I don't know. Not going to explain that one. But I do need to explain that we've got commercials to do. Got to play a couple.
Who are we going to hear from first?
I believe we're going to hear from MortgagesRock.com.
I can't get enough of that theme song.
Hewlett Minuteman Press. We got two jingles in a row. It's going to be really cool.
It'll be jingle jingle.
Yeah. You rock! Yeah! Yeah! You rock! You know what else rocks? Mortgages rock! Yeah, because MortgagesRock.com gives you the chance to help your friends get the loans they need. College loans, home improvement, new trailer. MortgagesRock.com helps you help them. And the more work you do, the more commission you get. Full service, fully licensed, MortgagesRock.com has real experts on the phone, at the website, in the office, making you a bigger, better broker. MortgagesRock.com, we're making money never sounded so good. Rock on, mortgages! Minuteman, the superheroes of photocopying, printing and binding. Minuteman, no job too big or small. Minuteman, family run since 1975. Minuteman, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett, Long Island, next to the new Lowman's shoe store. Tell them Dave sent you for 10% off. Minuteman, hero of our photocopying dreams. Inside Broadway, brought to you by Total Theater's Performing Arts Insider, your everything theater guide.
Before we hit Inside Broadway, I just want to say, I was looking forward to really nice jingles, and instead I get two I don't even know what to describe them as.
Well, you didn't like the Minuteman jingle with the little retarded boy? Oh, I find that so touching. Minuteman is the hero of his photocopying dreams. And he gets 10% off. And they, in fact, they give him an extra 2% off because he's special. So anyway.
What's happening on and off Broadway?
Oh, boy. Well, you know what opened tonight on Broadway?
Oh, you're the one that I want.
It's the word. Have you heard? Have you heard? It's the word. Have you heard? The word is Grease. It opened tonight, August 19th, and at the Brooks Atkinson Theater. And, of course, it stars the very, very famous couple, Max Crum and Laura Osnes. You think they would have changed their names after that show? What happened was, why don't you tell the reality part of the...
Well, they had because I missed the reality television.
Well, yeah.
And I did actually watch it. Well, I kind of taped it and then watched it, and I still wasn't interested in it.
Right.
But they
chose the cast.
The cast was chosen through a vote of, for the most part, the people who created it, the guy who wrote it, the director and the choreographer. And I forgot who the third judge was. Yeah. So interesting.
Well, Kathleen Marshall, the director and choreographer.
That's what it says, yeah. I can't remember who the third. Oh, it was that English producer guy.
Weber? Andrew Lloyd Webber?
No.
Or Cameron McIntosh, maybe?
No. It was someone else who was producing the show.
Okay.
So,
anyway. Prince Charles.
Yes.
He's an English guy.
I just mention random English people.
Yeah, right. John Cleese. Right. Somebody like that. Anyway, well, the show...
So they had this, and these people sang, and they sang songs, and then the audience voted, and supposedly everyone in America picked Max Crum and...
Well, you know what? As much as we were making fun of it, as much as they made fun of the ratings that nobody watched, they got some nice money.
I can't believe it. No, nice money. They're selling out all the performances.
So, I mean, this is, and remember, they're selling out before the reviews have come out, before it's officially open. The opening is tonight.
Wait till they read the reviews.
Well, you know what? I don't like Grease as a show. I haven't seen this edition, but they've got Kathleen Marshall directing and choreographing.
Grease can be fun.
And with her at the helm, and they're not doing stunt casting like they did last time, where they throw in the different Rizzos. This is someone I've never heard of. And this is the most important part.
Rosie O'Donnell's playing Rizzo again.
No, God, no. Ryan Patrick Binder. Do you know who he's playing?
No.
He's playing Duty.
Oh.
And it's always been my dream to play Duty.
I played Duty.
Did you really play Duty?
Yeah. I did.
Were you a good Duty?
I was a Somerset Duty. I thought I was pretty good.
Yeah? Did you come out okay?
Yeah, I came out fine.
Wrecked him, you nearly killed him.
And I ran away. But you know what else happens today? It's a sad thing that's happening today.
Well, a couple of things closing. Let's I'm saving those for the end of the... let's get to some stuff that's opening on Broadway, probably, in the months ahead. They've announced that coming back to Broadway is the one and only Essa Paetha Murkerson. Now, there's a name out of... Oh, what
I
a
like
name.
Her.
Essa, she's a wonderful
actress.
She's
a Law and Order woman.
That's what happened. She left Broadway to do 15, 18 years of Law and Order, however long she's been on. She wasn't there from the very first, but she's been there a bunch of years. And the last time she was on Broadway, she was Tony nominated for The Piano Lesson, that marvelous August Wilson play. And so that was in 1992.
She was terrific in it.
Yeah. And so she's coming back in Come Back, Little Sheba, an old William Inge play that they're going to do in January. I know, it's like... why are they reviving? But you know, she may make it, and it's probably a very good play. It's been ages since I've seen the movie. The only weird thing about the show, see if you agree with me on this, supposed to be about this faded beauty queen, right? And she's married to an alcoholic husband and all that. Well, the first time the show played on Broadway in 1950, Shirley Booth starred. Now, you remember her from Hazel. Those of us who are over a certain age remember TV's Hazel, Shirley Booth. Cool. She won a Tony. Then Shirley Knight played it in a 1984 revival. Now, Essa Paetha Murkerson, were any of these people beauty queens? I'm sorry. Talented actresses, but why is it they're cast, no offense, but from Pets?
No offense. Don't take it personally.
Well, look who's playing. Well, you get Streetcar Named Desire, or where you have a faded beauty queen. There you have Jessica Lange playing Blanche, and you've had Vivian Leigh. I mean, you get it. Okay, whatever. All right.
Well, maybe they're supposed to be frumpy beauty queens.
I guess they
are. Do you know the show?
From a long time ago. I just remember they lose their dog or their cat, and that's Little Sheba who's run away, and they want them to come back, and whatever.
But is she supposed to be a beautiful beauty queen? Or?
Well, I guess Well, one assumes a beauty queen at one point. I mean, Bess Meyerson isn't looking so hot now because the flesh is peeling off her bones. But at one time, she's dead. It's okay. I can make fun of her. She's dead.
You can make fun of the dead here?
Of course I can make fun of the dead here. We can get away with it a lot better than making fun of the living, let me tell you. Now, so we heard about an old William Inge play coming back to Broadway. There's going to be a Clifford Odets play coming back to Broadway in spring 2008. They're bringing back The Country Girl. Actually, a pretty good play.
It's a good play, but really, why?
You know why? Do you know they got the star in it, maybe?
Who?
Well, the producer, and I think the director, Mike Nichols, has got Morgan Freeman and Frances McDormand. See, as soon as you hear those names, it's like, oh, maybe this is going to be like...
No,
hey.
Probably not.
Well, we'll see.
You know what's coming off Broadway?
What's that?
There's a new musical of Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. That's coming...
With Hunter Foster.
Well, you know the weird part.
What's the weird part?
Now, this is where it gets really kind of weird and confusing. Hunter Foster, who people might remember from Urinetown and the revival of Little Shop of Horrors, he's going to play Dr. Frankenstein, and he was in The Producers. I love the 6 degree of separation kind of stuff. I love this.
Okay.
Frankenstein is an off-Broadway musical based on the Mary Shelley book Frankenstein.
Right.
Now, in Young Frankenstein, which is being written by Mel Brooks, co-written by Mel Brooks, who wrote The Producers, Hunter Foster's sister... Certain
yes.
Foster is going to be playing the Terry Garr role. Not what is the Terry Garr?
I forgot her name.
Yeah, but you know what I'm
like
saying.
Like Inga or something.
Inga, yes, it was Inga. So there it is. We've got one brother in Frankenstein off-Broadway and the sister in Young Frankenstein on-Broadway. Both, well, anyway, I like these 6 degree things, as I said. By the way, also some news about Mike.
Oh, by the way, you know what else?
Yeah.
Altar Boys now has another one of the people that You're the One That I Want show on TV.
Yeah.
The Altar Boys cast
one of the Grease finalists.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who? Do you know? Do you have the name there?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
I remember reading that.
Let's see. Going back to what else did I want to mention? Oh, going back to Mike Nichols. He's also going to produce a political satire called Farragut North, starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Really?
Yeah, that seems like it's going to happen again in spring 2008. And by the way, Nichols' last directing assignment on Broadway was a little thing called Spamalot. So,
which, by the way, reached its thousandth performance last week, and they served like cookies and ice cream out.
They serve spam?
I know.
Maybe they spam kind of ice cream cake.
Let me see if I can find that.
Well, that's also you wanted to say a couple of goodbyes to things that are closing. So.
Oh, goodbye, Frost Nixon.
Good show. That closed today.
Goodbye, Deuce.
Oh, did Deuce close today also?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. That was the Angela Lansbury and...
Marion Seldes.
Thank you. Blanked on that one. Two Broadway shows closing. By the way...
No, the third one, too.
Old Acquaintance is
right.
Being forgot.
Yes.
Thank goodness. That was with Harriet Harris and Margaret Colan. But I want to mention that the guy who directed Frost Nixon... Michael Grandage looks like he's going to stage a revival of Guys and Dolls this spring. They're looking to get Deborah Messing, Patrick Wilson, Anne Hathaway, and John C. Reilly. So, this was an English version of Guys and Dolls that was supposed to come here like 3 years ago, and they're finally looping it back here at some point. Let's do a little commercial, and then we'll be back with a little bit more of Inside Broadway. Then we'll go on to the World Weird Web and more. On Dave's Gone By. And Jeff has just found another defect, well, not a defection, but something else that changed on Broadway just today. Someone left Drowsy Chaperone?
Yeah, and for the life of me, I can't remember who it is.
Well, probably John Glover.
Yeah, John Glover.
Was playing the man in the chair.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be someone else.
Yeah.
By the way, whoever's calling on the phone, we can't take the phone call now, but we'll have another commercial in a couple of minutes. So either hang out or we will call back. But...
How can we call him back?
Call back. That's right. I'm so tired. I'm so sorry. Anyway, got a couple more things. Get your wallets out, people, because I wanted to tell you a couple of things about off-Broadway that will save you a lot of money over the next couple of weeks. Two different things that can save you a lot of dough. First of all, there are three shows that are kind of grouping together, and they're saying if you buy a ticket to each of these off-Broadway shows... They're only $33.33 a piece. Now, if you know the cost of off-Broadway these days, tickets going out from 50 to 70, 80 bucks for off-Broadway. But there's something called bestofoffbroadway.com, and you can get a ticket to Altar Boys, The Awesome 80s Prom, and My First Time, all for $99.99. Now, I could have certainly lived at that Awesome 80s Prom. My First Time was kind of cool, but Altar Boys is really... There are people who gladly pay $100 just for Altar Boys. That's a pretty good deal.
Altar Boys' top ticket is only like $70 anyway.
Right, so instead of paying for that, you get two other shows for $10 each.
Yeah, but was My First Time really worth it?
It was a nice little show.
And because...
I hated Awesome 80s Prom.
It was horrible.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it wretched?
It was probably one of the worst things I've ever had to stand through.
Yes. Oh, okay. I thought I was alone in that. It's running still. It's over a year, two years.
Because after, you know what it is? It's running at this, like, it's not really a theater. It's more like a club.
Mm-hmm.
And after the performance, they allow you to stay and party at the club. So basically what it's doing is it's getting more people into the club.
Right. Well, yeah. Whatever works. But I'm sorry, I can't recommend it. But what I can also recommend, that's bestofoffbroadway.com. That's the whole URL there. But dig this. This encompasses that and more. They're bringing back the 2020 plan. Did you hear about this?
No, what's that?
Starting September 4th and running through September 16th for many off-Broadway shows, whatever unsold tickets that they have 20 minutes before curtain, you can go to the theater, and they're $20 a piece.
Really?
So you're taking the chance, obviously, that they have tickets left over, but you don't have to schlep up to, like, the TKTS booth or anything like that.
All the way up there.
well, let's say that the show is downtown. Let's say you want to see a thing in the Village.
Stomp.
Stomp is on there. So if there's unsold seats for a performance of Stomp 20 minutes before curtain, you get on the line, $20 for the seat. And the other shows involved in this are Altar Boys, Awesome 80s Prom, My First Time, as well as The Fantastics,
mm-hmm.
Forbidden Broadway, which is coming out with a new version in 2 or 3 weeks, The Gazillion Bubble Show, The Jap Show, the version of The Misanthrope that they're going to be doing at New York Theater Workshop, My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm in Therapy. That's not a show. That's just something I'm... No, I'm kidding. And Naked Boys Singing. Naked Boys Singing is on there as well as...
You can see some Naked Boys for $20.
And the thing you wanted to see so much, Walmartopia, which is going to be opening in a week or two, and a couple of others, Perfect Crime. So all of these...
But Altar Boys, what an amazing buy that would be for $20.
Yeah, so maybe you won't get something on a Saturday night. But if they play on a Tuesday night and there's a seat, you can get it for $20. 20 minutes before curtain.
And it's only off-road, no Broadway house.
No Broadway, and it's only September 4th through September 16th. But it's a pretty darn good deal, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the cool things that they say in the press release about this, and I've done this in festivals, but I haven't quite done this off-Broadway. On a Saturday afternoon, you could see, if you wanted to, the Gazillion Bubble Show at 11 in the morning, the Fantastics at 2 in the afternoon, Forbidden Broadway at 4 in the afternoon, Altar Boys at 8, Stomp at 10:30. You can see 5 shows in one day.
For $100.
For $100. It costs you less than a Broadway ticket. That's pretty neat.
Wouldn't that be funny? Because the same, like, 30 people will be traveling together from theater to theater. Yeah.
The only thing I warn them about is I think the Fantastics is kind of cutting it close at 2 hours to be able to get to Forbidden Broadway. But they're close to each other, so I think you'd manage it. Anyway, we're getting close to the time for the news gone by. So I better play a commercial and go right into it. We've just been inside Broadway, thanks to TotalTheater.com and Performing Arts Insider. What are the gifts that keep on giving? Education, culture, herpes. What about a Dave's Gone By CD? For just $11, you can surprise and delight that special someone with a digitally recorded hour of comedy, music, and magic. Nearly every episode we've ever done is on sale, so visit davesgoneby.org to choose the show you want. Save money with multiple orders, add a dollar for a personal autograph. Dave's Gone By on CD, my gift to the world.
My radio's on, the news is all bad, but it's good to relax.
Yes, yes, bad news, good news, we have it all in the news gone by on this Sunday night, August 19th, 2007. This is a look at local and world events from a pointed, talking-pointed perspective. Well, they still have not found those miners in Utah. After search parties drilled four different holes into the collapsed coal mine, and three rescuers died trying to reach the original party, there's still no sign of the workers trapped nearly 2 weeks ago. Rescuers still expressed cautious optimism, however. They say that they're optimistic that if they don't send anybody else near the mine, no more people will die. Speaking of caution, Jamaica and the Caribbean islands are bracing for Hurricane Dean, a nasty little storm with winds up to 145 miles per hour and 20 inches of rain expected. The Jamaican government has ordered all businesses shut down until Tuesday, just to prevent the looting that happened after Hurricane Ivan in 2004. In Santo Domingo, a little boy was already drowned in Dean's high surf, and Jamaican officials are anticipating widespread flooding, wind damage, and massive destruction. However, a Republican think tank in Washington downplayed the panic. Instead of a hurricane, they're calling Dean an ambitious breeze, and part of something very positive they call global repositioning. They pointed to a study that they commissioned that shows 20% of the trees and houses that are uprooted in a hurricane actually land in a nicer, more convenient place than when they started. In other weather news, hundreds of naked people posed for a photograph on Switzerland's Aletsch Glacier this week. The photographer, Spencer Tunick, says he wanted them to form a living sculpture and to draw attention to global climate change. During the shoot, Greenpeace, which helped organize the event, said they were terrified by the sight of the glaciers melting. After the shoot, they were even more terrified by the sound of hundreds of naked asses peeling off a block of ice. For food news...
See, now, what would be better is if they all sat down and just got stuck to the glacier.
Well,
where they put their tongues
down. That would be an interesting photograph, I'll tell you right now. Somebody walking around with a hot water. Saying, for food news, we turn
to... You couldn't walk around with hot water because you'd ruin the glacier.
Oh, that's right. God, you're really stuck there, aren't you? Now I have to start spraying spray cans to kill the ozone layer so that it melts faster. Okay, let's go to Albuquerque, Spain. Bet you didn't know there was an Albuquerque, Spain, but there is. They're getting ready to put on the market a salt-cured, free-range ham that will cost $160 per pound. By comparison, the current finest hams from Parma and Iberia cost less than $30. This makes the new delicacy the most expensive hams in the world, unless you count Mel Gibson and Jack Nicholson. Good news from the animal...
I saw that coming a mile away.
I know. Well, the obvious, the old jokes sometimes are the best. Not that one, but sometimes they are. Good news from the animal kingdom. A 42-pound pet tortoise that was stolen from an autistic child has been found and returned. Bob the Turtle was taken from the family yard in early July and found a few days later behind an apartment complex.
David, I think a caller is calling back.
No, the caller will have to wait until we're done with the news gone by, which will be another 5 minutes, I think. Anyway, Bob the Turtle...
Ooh, we're being very aggressive today.
Well, yeah. Well, the caller should have called in the first 20 minutes.
I'll pick up the phone. Just see who
it is. All right, let's see. It's probably someone for gospel. WGBB, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I was actually trying to reach Ace.
Yeah, I told you. See, this is why I don't take phone calls. Ace will be here after midnight.
After midnight?
Yes, oh, after midnight. That's when she starts. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Good night. Okay.
My bad. Okay, I'm going to be quiet
This
now.
Is why I don't pick up the phone. except when we ask for phone calls.
I thought we had someone who was listening.
No, we don't. I mean, yeah, people are listening, but they weren't calling
in. I finally got you.
Can we get back to the turtle? Can we please get back to the turtle?
I'm yearning to get back to
the turtle. Okay, listen to what happened to this poor turtle, taken from an autistic kid who was stolen from the family's backyard in early July, and they found him a few days later behind an apartment complex. The sick part is that the suspect, 18-year-old Jose Mosqueda, allegedly tortured the turtle. He cut off one of its toes, slashed its neck, threw it against a wall, and then tried to cut the body of the turtle out of its shell.
Oh!
And there was emotional abuse. He would go up to the tortoise and say, "You see that hair? He's going pretty fast." In Orlando, Florida, the local police force's Kicks for Guns program netted a surprise...
What for guns?
Kicks. Kicks for Guns.
So you give them a gun, they kick you?
Well, not quite. I guess, you know what they do. They trade in guns for expensive sneakers, because that's what supposedly all people want.
Sorry, I'm not with it and down with the new modern lingo.
Yeah, and for some reason, I went to the police station where I get my $15 Fava sneakers with a peelable the Velcro, and the cop said, "We'll give you a gun. Just keep the sneakers." They aimed the gun at me and told me, "Get out with my bad sneakers." It was embarrassing. But anyway, 250 people turned in guns for sneaker gift certificates, a pretty typical thing. But according to the Associated Press, one man showed up with a 4-foot-long surface-to-air missile.
He got high top.
Asked how he came by an authentic rocket launcher, the fellow said he found the weapon in a shed that he had torn down, and he brought it to three different garbage dumps, and they wouldn't take it from him. So finally he went to the cops and exchanged it for size 3 Reeboks for his daughter. However, the man added that he would not trade the nuclear weapons in his garage for anything less than Air Jordans. So I think he's kind of right about that.
Okay, let's finish this.
Laugh at it. All right. Here's my favorite story of the night from Fargo, North Dakota.
This the coldest place on earth.
Is it? No, it couldn't be. Well, I just saw a thing about Shackleton and Tom Crean.
Okay.
It's not the coldest place on earth.
Okay, what's up in Fargo?
I am directly quoting from Associated Press.
Okay.
A woman pleaded guilty to having sex in a public place with a man who allegedly wore a kilt and exposed himself to passing vehicles. I just love the mission of that. The man running around and killed going, "Wee!" and then having sex with this woman.
Well, they had two dresses on.
But pretty much. The two of them admitted having sex on a car, not in a car, but on a car, and then near a pine tree in late July. I don't know why this tickles me, but the imagery is so marvelous.
Because pine needles. Ow, ow, ow.
Yeah, right. She was given a $300 fine and a year of probation. He is fighting the misdemeanor charges. And they're both really tired of their lawyers making bagpipe jokes. So.
Well, that's the news gone by.
We got one more.
Mostly.
Speaking of lawyers, they're going to need a few in Little Rock, Arkansas, where a law was passed this year that accidentally would allow babies to get married. The law was supposed to make 18 the legal marrying age. It's currently 17 there, unless the girl was pregnant. In that case, if her parents agreed, she could get married a little younger. However, the mistaken wording of the bill says that if a girl's not pregnant, she can get married at any age if she has parental consent. So Arkansas Senator Sue Madison says, this is her quote, she's concerned about pedophiles coming to Arkansas to find parents willing to sign a very young child's consent. Congressman Will Bond says, quote, the legislation was screwed up. And Woody Allen says, where do I sign? And that's the news gone by.
Is Kate coming a little early?
That's the news gone by for August 19, 2007. Please send your comments, opinions, and rocket launchers to Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. Now get a pen, write it down this time.
And save your nuclear bombs.
Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. We reserve the right to read your letters on the air. Name withheld upon request. I have my microphone pocketed up so high there. Sorry. It's always great to get your reactions to the show, so please send emails to davesgoneby@aol.com. davesgoneby@aol.com.
And please don't ask for Ace.
Do not ask for Ace. It goes right into my... I send it to AOL spam if you ask for Ace. Use the snail mail address for books, postcards, packages, gifts, but please, no kilts.
Gifts? Do you get gifts?
Oh, yeah, every once in a while, but no kilts. You know why?
Because they're breathing?
Because I want to get off. scot-free.
Oh!
Back after this.
And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news.
Eat. Eat. Use, use, buy, buy. Look at me. I'm the American consumer, and I want to spend my money on stores, restaurants, showrooms, travel agencies, mail order catalogs. Sell me stuff. How do you reach me? Well, I listen to Dave's Gone By. So, if you advertise there, you'll certainly have my attention. Dave'sGoneBy.org has all the details, or email Dave'sGoneBy@AOL.com for the rate card. I'm listening. Sell me what you got. We're back on Dave's Gone By. Let's see if this is another phone call for Ace. This is WGBB. You're on the air.
Good morning, Dave. How are you? This is Ace.
Ace!
Ace! Oh, thank God. Someone was calling for you before.
Yes, I don't know who it was.
And Dave hung up on him.
Yeah. Well, no, I said very quickly, but somewhat abruptly.
He said, Ace will be only after 12. Bye.
So what can I do for you, Ms. Ace, who runs Gospel All Night Till the Morning from 12 until mid to 6 a.m. on WGBB?
Are you going to be in late?
Well, I was just letting you know that I am coming. The traffic here is horrible.
Oh, okay.
A lot of accidents on the road.
Yes, and there's also a lot of traffic because of the construction around here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So if you're running late, we'll hold down the fort, as we always have.
Because we're doing some dueling YouTubes.
Yes.
And the first YouTube, I'd like to... Well, it's one of my favorite things, but I'd like to dedicate it to you, Ace. But it's not... What? Don't take it literally.
Okay.
Are you ready to hear it, Dave?
Let's see if it'll play through the microphone. I've got the microphone set. Let's see how it sounds. We point to the microphone to the computer.
Okay.
Okay, here it comes. This is how I'm starting my YouTube madness.
Oh, this is great radio right here.
And how come I'm not getting sound? Did someone... someone muted my computer.
Oh, no.
Hold on, I have to pause this. Oh, this is great radio.
Yeah, here we go. So how are you, Ace?
I'm doing wonderful. And
okay.
You?
Oh, thank God, I'm good. Okay.
We've unmuted, and we're going to start it all over again.
Here we go. What is it? What are we watching? What are we listening to? Oh, from Spring Awakening.
Yeah. Just so you know, you could... All sorts of the Broadway videos.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, yeah. Oh, I thought it was going to be something weird and goofy, but yeah, we can hear a little
No, I just wanted to... I just wanted to open up with Spring
Awakening.
Oh, with
this song, yeah. Here, let me... I come to one and all. She said, give me that hand, believe in the itch you can't control. Let me teach you how to handle all the sadness in your soul. Oh, we'll work that silver magic, then we'll aim it at the wall. She said, love may make you blind, kid, but I wouldn't mind at all. That's, of course, from Spring Awakening, and you really can. I mean, not only Spring Awakening, I've watched parts of Sunday in the Park with George on here. I was scrolling through, they had a 7-minute clip from the 1970 musical Applause. I don't know where they,
it
was from the Tony Awards or whatever they had.
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
It's like YouTube has sort of replaced the radio. Actually, Jeff, I get to, yeah, because that's cool, but... a lot of times I go surfing on the web. Oop, there it goes. Sorry, we kind of left Ace hanging there. To listen to different radio stations and to download songs. But now so much is on YouTube, and I listen to just for the musical content. I'm working. I don't even need the screen, but I'll find the song that I want to hear and I'll play it all the way through, and then I'll go looking for something else. It's just sometimes the visual is so distracting that you end up watching the video instead of working again.
Yeah, well, and here's something, by the way, from something that most people wouldn't see on Broadway, but it's two Broadway casts from a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The cast of Fiddler on the Roof and the cast of Avenue Q got together. Yes.
The concept of it is really frightening, yeah.
And they did this at the annual Easterbonnet competition, where they make up songs to their own shows. They make parodies of their own shows.
No, and there's nothing, you don't know if there's any,
no language.
Cool. They're mute. There's no language at all.
That's right. Okay. And here we have from Avenue Q and Fiddler on the Roof. A little applause, okay.
Well, might as well describe what's happening.
Oh, this is Trekkie Monster playing the violin.
Okay.
In a big black hat, by the way.
Of course.
And now he's eating the violin. This isn't the project. But here comes the big parody. You live on Avenue Q. And now they're parading with a lot of Jewish flags, or Israel flags. But this isn't your funny parody.
In fact, let's still do that whole well.
You can catch on Avenue Q.
Well, you know, let's people.
She's a puppet, Papa.
I can see she's a puppet. Here, I'm pleased to meet you. I'm Kevia. This is my family. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine. This is not mine. Who the hell is
that? That was that little kid that was like shows up in the middle of the show.
The Gary Coleman kid or
the kid that actually was in Fiddler.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the one daughter goes, I think it was the nine, because they got him from the nine.
Stop following us! Go on, beat it! Get out of here!
By the way, who's playing Kevia? Is it the guy from
yeah.
River? Oh, Alfred Molina.
Yeah, what's the matter? You got a problem with puppets or something?
Yeah, this is the funny part. That was the puppets and
the humans, I guess.
To the tune of Tradition.
Well, let's find some other things. Let's also.
But you
play.
Haven't heard the best song yet.
Easy, honey. That's the Chinese character from Avenue Q.
I'm Brian, and this is my wife, Hanukkah Eve.
They changed the name from Christmas Eve.
Shut up! I said vodka
bean
time.
Okay, well,
yeah, okay. It's very, very cute. And if people want to find it, they can go on YouTube.
Just so you know, The show that they were performing was called Everyone's a Little Bit Jewish.
Everyone's a Little Bit Jewish.
Everyone's
but what's a key word that people could find this if they want to
Everyone's
assume?
A little bit Jewish.
Is the
Avenue Q Fiddler.
Right, yeah. It'll come up in like the first five if you go to YouTube.
And now let me ask you what keyword would you like me to look up for you? Anything you like.
Oh, this is a
or
very
any
beautiful
couple
thing.
Of
it's
words.
Very short. People, if you're at your computers, you need to do this. You need to do the word fart and candle. Or maybe farts. Farts, plural, and candle. There's a 15-second video of something that we all know is possible. And
oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. It's pretty marvelous. He just... I mean, it's not really something to...
It's actually a 29-second
video. 29-second... Well, because he does it twice.
And here it is.
He leans forward.
And...
Can you angle the computer a little more? Maybe I can see through the screen. I want to make sure it says the one. Oh, wow. It's really... Let me see. Swing my mic over. Is it this one guy just sort of leaning over, pulling his legs up?
Yes.
Yeah, that's him. wait. Actually, he's going to do it again. He has like an aerosol thing where he lights it up.
No, he puts a lighter by his
hand. Oh, lighter, that's right. And he shoots it out and he lights up a candle. It's a very magnificent thing. So if you want to go to YouTube and find the word farts and candle, you will have that beautiful moment of
art.
And
then, of course, after that,
yeah,
they tell you that they, this is what they give you after that, which is hilarious. Oh, wait.
Same guy who's submitting it?
No, this is like just, you know, they put more things on the screen afterwards. This is what they suggest you play after.
Oh, excellent, yes.
I think it's coming up. Here we go. It's so weird. I don't know how this has anything to do with it. It says, when a 3-year-old is asked about monsters.
And tell Mommy again what you said you were going to do to him if he came here.
I said, I'm going to kick his ass.
Oh. That's not nice.
If he's going to come in here, he's going to kick my ass.
Children say the darndest things.
She will?
Yeah. She'll come out in the movie. She will come out and kiss my ass.
Okay.
And I can kiss his ass.
Okay. But that's not a nice word.
She's just the most adorable little girl.
Oh.
Well, I guess the butt word was the thing that drew the two of them together.
Yeah, I don't know where to look for. What's the name, the title of that video clip, in case people want to find that one?
It was called When a 3-Year-Old Is Asked About Monsters.
Okay, so I guess all three monsters asked, those keywords would do it for folks. Also, we all got started on this idea of dueling YouTubes from your reminding me of that clip you saw in the jungle.
Oh.
Because just very quickly,
you
we'll
can explain
don't play
that.
It.
It's amazing. No, because it's just this video from Africa. It was called, I forgot. Let me look it up. And
well, if you look for words, lions, buffalo.
Lion, buffalo, and alligator.
An alligator. Because what happens
crocodile.
Is, this is a very popular clip. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have seen this. And Jeff told me about it, and he was raving. I was like, okay, let me. And I thought it was going to be this really horrifying thing to watch, because what happens is there's a pride of lions and a herd of buffalo out in the savannah, and there are these people probably out in South Africa or wherever in a car taping this. And they get this little baby buffalo. That buffalo's probably bigger than me, but it's a little one compared to the other buffalo. And the lions grab him, and they start not really eating or chewing him. They paw at him and play with him.
And they're fighting. And they're fighting.
And the
buffalo actually falls down like this, with the lion attached, falls down an embankment into the river.
Right, well,
and
towards
they,
the river,
and
yeah.
They, no, they fall into the river at one point. You know, they're kind of...
But they're close enough to climb. It's not like they're sailing into some rapids. And then... So, okay, you figure, okay, this will be a disgusting video of a lion or a bunch of lions tearing a
baby buffalo
apart. Well, what happens, the lion is dealing with, like, the front of the buffalo. Out of the water comes an alligator, starts chomping on the buffalo's, you should pardon the expression, ass.
The crocodile,
the kid used it, I can use it, too.
The crocodile.
Was it a croc? I'm sorry.
Two crocodiles, by the way. It was two crocodiles.
Oh, mate, there's a girl. He's got the lion's ass. Jaws right
and,
there.
And the lion has the front paws, the front feet, and the lion has the back feet.
It's a tug of war. And this poor buffalo is caught in the middle. So tell what happens.
Well, then, at one point there's a tug of war, and then the lions win, and the crocodiles go away.
No, the lions win and the buffalo go away.
The crocodiles go away.
Oh, that's right. They pull it away from the crocodile.
And then what happens is all of a sudden you see the herd of a buffalo decide that they want to save the baby buffalo,
right,
which looks to all intents and purposes as it's dead. And so all of a sudden they come and they start charging these lions. And one by one they get the lions away. And all of a sudden the baby buffalo gets up and gets back with the herd. And they walk away.
It's an amazing, amazing... And also the fact that when you first see it, they look like about, you know, five or six buffalo and five or six lions. When the buffalo come back, you suddenly see about 40 buffalo massing.
Yeah.
And the lions are like, we're out of here. Yeah. No hard feelings. We're gone.
And if you have pen handy, it is actually called The Battle at Kruger. Kruger.
It has to be South Africa. Has to be in the belt, yeah.
I was watching something on this because I read more about it because it fascinated me so much.
Yeah.
And what happened is they said that the it was a tour group that got this footage, and when the tour guide came back, he came back specifically there for like a month, and he kept looking for the carcass of the baby buffalo, but obviously, no carcass.
Yeah, the buffalo got away.
And lives. To tell.
It's an amazing piece.
Can you imagine? What a day I had. or tells his kids, that's nothing. I was attacked by three lions.
Well, I was your age.
I was attacked by three lions and two crocodiles. I had a tug of war with me. No way.
Oh, I have the computer footage. It's an amazing, amazing piece. It's about 9 minutes long, but worth every minute. Oh, by the way, speaking of long, if people are waiting for gospel, that'll be on in a few minutes. We're doing Dave's Gone by Overtime here on
But we had Ace on. So
we did. Yeah, that's right. So we got her in for a moment.
Oh, let's do Ace and see what comes up for Ace.
Okie dokie. It's, by the way, you're listening to WGBB Freeport, AM 1240 on your radio dial. This is Dave's Gone By. I'm Dave Lefkowitz. I've got my co-host, Jeff Goodman. And we're doing sort of an extended version of the World Weird Web here as part of the show. Just to look through YouTube. We're going to do dueling YouTubes of things that are really cool for people to search out, because you can get into that wormhole and find all these different videos that connect you to each other, but sometimes you might miss the things that we've seen that we think are really
cool.
By the
way, Ace just gets Ace of Base.
So. Oh, yeah. That's all that we want. There's a little pun there. By the way, for some more serious footage, I noted down some of the music that I've been listening to incessantly on YouTube. There's a couple of Nick Cave videos. I'm a very big Nick Cave fan. We weren't really speaking of Australia, except with the crocodiles, but some marvelous videos, authentic videos of his, including some live concerts of him doing Stagger Lee, which is a song we cannot play on the radio under any circumstances, but there are some versions where it's absolutely thrilling. And then there's also a ballad that he does from the Murder Ballads album called Henry Lee with P.J. Harvey. And they were lovers at the time. And you just see them. They're sitting together on two stools. And the chemistry between them is amazing as they're doing that music video. So go surfing for some Nick Cave stuff. There's some great stuff.
Oh, by the way,
stuff.
Here are some funny 911 calls.
Yeah.
I'm dying to see what this is.
I have never been in Portland before except once to pick up a check, and I don't know where to go. I hear an adult bookstore called Cindy.
Okay, do you need police, fire, or medical?
No, sir, I want to know where a good place to sit quietly and be by myself.
Let me check, it's not emergency. I think they have a place for you.
Hi, I thought I'd put my turkey in. In the oven, and I set the oven at about 212 is what I was thinking. It's about a 20-pound turkey. Is that safe?
Yeah, we really don't provide that kind of service, but I'm trying to help you out anyway. If it were me, I'd probably turn up the oven and just cook it and eat it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good luck to you.
What kind of Canadian cops?
Yes, I need somebody to get this ice off my windshield. I don't know how to do it or I don't have anything to do with.
I'm not sure why you think a police officer is going to come help you get ice off your windshield.
I don't have, anything to get it off with. I can't scratch it off.
Okay. If you don't have an ice scraper, you're going to have to use something else with an edge on it that you can get it off, or start your car and put the defroster on for a while.
All right. Well, can you all help me or no?
I'm helping you by giving you suggestions.
All right. Later.
I'm locked in my car. My battery shut down.
You're locked
in the car.
Yes, I can't. My power shut down on my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to have to get on. I'm starting to freak out.
Oh, ma'am, you said your battery died.
Yes. But, okay, you try the handle, right? It won't let you off that way.
No, ma'am. It won't let me do anything.
Okay. Can you actually see the top of your lock? You know, on the door, can you see what? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just
pull it over. County 911, what's your emergency?
I'm watching a movie, and a guy is beating another guy with a bat.
A movie?
Probably from Blockbuster.
Okay, what do you want me to do about that? What are you wanting?
I don't
know what
can you do.
There's nothing we can do. If you don't want to watch the movie, then turn it off.
No, thank you.
I don't want to watch
the movie. I need a system that jams a Lincoln and Woodbury.
I know. What's
they threw my damn dollars. Yeah. They want to fix my title. I'm going to override Kenneth. You know where my dollars can't
fit. Hold on. What's going on? Hello?
What's
your name? I can't tell.
I need a system. I want my dollar and my taco.
You're having a problem with the taco?
I am upset.
I know. You have to calm down. I'm kind of telling what's going on here now.
You bend your ass and get my foot down.
We are doing dueling YouTubes.
I need another suggestion from you.
Oh, let's see. Well, you know, I've been going for mostly music stuff. So I just also wanted to recommend. Now, and I do this purposely. Well, not purposely to annoy you, but I know it does annoy you, so I'm going to do this. Yes, yes. Well, this is like you with The Price is Right. It's me with Tom Waits.
Oh, Price is Right. I wonder, I was on YouTube for a while, but then CBS took me off. My whole episode was on YouTube.
Was it really?
Yeah. Someone thought it was hilarious. I got like a couple hundred hits on it.
And then, what, CBS said...
CBS, it was, you know, you're not allowed to put... It's copyrighted material.
Not even like 2 minutes they can... That's sucky. No, but what you do for Price is Right, I do sometimes for Tom Waits, so...
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, there's a beautiful song. Let's hear it. The song is only a minute and a half, and it's called Take Me Home. This is a song that was in the movie One from the Heart.
That's right.
That Tom Waits wrote the
scoreboard.
You want
me to look this up? I've got Tom Waits playing on my computer.
You have to have your Tom Waits. And the thing about the song before you play it is that in the movie, Crystal Gayle sings it. And you never heard Tom Waits do the song, but somewhere there's footage of him where he taped it. Doesn't seem like a concert. It just seems like he's in a studio at a piano singing the song himself.
I'm sorry. I get Take Me Home by Sophie Ellis Bextor, then Take Me Home Country Road by John Denver, Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight.
Why don't you look under Tom Waits and then take me, you know, with the words Take Me Home. See, because I know it was up there last week.
W-A-I-T-T-S?
No, W-A-I-T, like Waits, like I'm waiting for someone.
Okay, let's see.
Is it there?
Do you mean Take Me Home, Tom Waits?
Yeah. No, I'm assuming that's it. Do you have it up?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. It's going to take a couple of seconds to load, as we know. And let's see if Tom Waits will take us home.
Sorry about the sound quality.
He's actually a young guy.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's like 140 when he's singing.
That's kind of the point.
I'm so sorry that I broke your heart.
Your Chocolate Jesus is also on YouTube.
That's a great song.
He has a lot of YouTube stuff.
Oh, yeah. But this is just so rare. And after he sings the song, he gives this look to, like, okay, I've just tossed off a great song. He just sort of sits there like this young kid waiting to get approval because he knows he's done something beautiful. It's a lovely little clip. And I know it sounded kind of muffled and whatever through the mic here. But if you get a chance, go check that out. And a bunch of the other Tom Waits videos on there. Anyway, guess what we have to do, Jeff?
Say goodbye.
Yeah. So let's thank our sponsors one more time.
MortgagesRack.com.
And...
The Performing Arts Insider.
Very good. And...
Fancy Schmancy Balloons.
And Hewlett Minuteman Press. Thank you so much to all our wonderful advertisers and sponsors. To find out more about them, please go to davesgoneby.org. Plus, that's a place to find out how you can advertise on Dave's Gone By. Also, want to say a quick goodbye-bye to a couple of folks. We did lose some people this week, including the cabaret performer John Wolowicz, 81 years old. He wrote 2,000 songs, most of them, pardon me, in the Noel Coward vein, and he was a Mac Award winner and a Bistro Award winner for Composer of the Year. So John Wolowicz, we're going to miss him. Brooke Astor died.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? No.
No,
she gave a lot of
money. Really? Let's all hope we're in her will.
Yeah, right. And, well, you know what was the New York Public Library? She was huge to them, and that's kind of nice.
That's cool. It's called the Astor Public Library.
Oh, is it really? Well, there you go. And also, we lost Max Roach, jazz drummer.
Oh, yeah.
83 years old, died after a long illness. He made politically conscious jazz. He vowed to do that. He worked with all the greats, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk. Not my kind. I don't really like bebop jazz, but he was a major, and he did have the requisite drug and alcohol problems, but he kicked them. He was also the first jazz artist to receive a MacArthur Genius Grant, and when we go out, we'll play a little bit of Miles Davis tune, because Miles worked with him on Birth of the Cool, one of the landmark jazz albums, so we'll hear some of that. Anyway, I want to give a big thank you to my guest co-host, Jeff Goodman, who just did wonderful, wonderful, fun stuff today. Thanks for bringing in that computer and the idea for doing YouTubes. Wait, what are you playing here?
What are you playing? I just wanted it in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
We have
the mic
spring,
really picking up
spring awakening in the background.
I want to give a shout out, let's see, to my cousin Alex. Well, that was a week ago, but he's still 4 years old. Just turned, so congratulations to that.
Well, actually now Alex is 4 weeks and 7 days old.
Right. And to my cousins Bobby and Deborah. And also to my partner in cinema, beloved Joyce. And reminder that you can listen to a bunch of vintage Dave's Gone By episodes on theaterpod.com. Watch for Jeff and me on YouTube. All that YouTubing, we didn't mention the fact that we're on... Yeah, can you make that lower or just turn... This
absolutely.
Is really kind of annoying. Hold on. There we go. So go to YouTube and do Two on the Isle, in addition to all the other stuff that we were talking about in the last half hour about cool stuff to watch on YouTube. One thing that I will say is that you will not hear us here next week. I'm going to be out of town. So we're going to be playing a rerun, Dave's Gone By, going to Philadelphia.
Frankly, I'd rather be in Philadelphia.
Well, so well, I will be next Sunday.
Really?
So, if you want to, what we will be playing is a vintage episode of Dave's Gone By, a recent vintage. It's the one with Crystal Zevon, who is the author of I'll Sleep When I'm Dead, The Dirty Life and Times of Warren Zevon. She was the widow of Warren. She was his only wife, I believe. And she told the whole truth, warts and all, about his life and how he treated her and how he treated other people, especially when he was on the bottle. So it's a really good interview, a good show, I think.
And this is our last August show, then.
That is correct. So we'll be back, though, on September 2nd for our Labor Day program, brand new program in 2 weeks from now. So we'll be back on Sunday, September 2nd, 2007, with the 236th episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz.
And Jeff Goodman.
Wishing you a good night, happy talk,
and plenty of spring awakening and gone by.